Welcome to World Ocean Radio.
I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I often hear the comment, "We know more about Mars than we know about the ocean." It is a stunning observation, partially true, for example, by comparing documentation of the surface of Mars against that of the ocean floor. Most of what we know about the ocean was first discovered in the 19th and early 20th centuries by explorers and international scientific expeditions whose charts and inventories remain a beautiful and remarkably thorough resource on which much of our contemporary knowledge is based. The single greatest advance has been the technical capacity of new exploratory instruments, primarily the satellite and the submersible vehicle. The cost of these extraordinary programs has been enormous, mostly paid by taxpayers through government programs like the National Aeronautical and Space Administration and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the United States. Much of this investment has been government-run, but a good part of it has also been committed through federal grants to private research organizations such as the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts that for more than 75 years has been at the forefront of scientific investigation of the oceans. The range of research inquiries is astonishing. Let me list just a few current projects to include submerged float observations of the deep western boundary current and transport of ocean water southward as part of the North Atlantic segment of the ocean conveyor. A survey of atolls, reefs, and ocean floor of the Phoenix Island protected areas in Kiribati in the Pacific. A study of proteins encoded in the genes of phytoplankton. Critical analysis and recommendations regarding proposed ocean mining off Papua New Guinea. Offshore surveys of submerged cultural resources resulting from early shipwrecks in the Mediterranean off Turkey. Analysis of the distribution and consequences of natural ocean floor heavy oil seeps. And investigation of the behavior of salps, small transparent organisms that exist throughout the ocean by filming their pulsative movements and feeding habits recorded after ingestion of a phosphorescent dye. There are many, many such projects, all adding incrementally to our understanding of marine resources and systems. The most spectacular addition to the institution's research capacity is Nereus, a new unmanned hybrid deep-sea robot vehicle that can reach the deepest part of the ocean. Launched in 2009, Nereus dove 10,902 meters, or 6.8 miles, in the western Pacific's Mariana Trench, a feat heretofore impossible by previous submersibles limited to 6,500 meters, or 4 miles, or less. To build such a vehicle successfully required the ability to withstand pressure of 15,000 pounds per square inch, and new components such as a new rechargeable lithium-ion battery, synthetic foam flotation materials, a kinetically advanced robotic manipulator arm, LED lighting and camera systems. Amazingly, Nereus is tethered and operated by a glass optical fiber cable 31/1000ths of an inch thick, think the diameter of a human hair, protected by a microlayer of plastic that enables two-way digital exchange of operational instructions and data collection and video images. The wire, up to 25 miles of it, is stored in two canisters about the size of coffee tins, one near the vehicle, one near the mother ship, and has the breaking strength of only 8 pounds. It doesn't break, because unlike earlier copper and steel cables, this wire floats and does not support the vehicle, reducing the tension to neutral in the water environment. Nereus represents a new generation of deep ocean vehicles and a huge leap forward in our ability to access that part of the sea that has never before been explored. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.